Should we just do that for the whole entire hour?
After we finish each sentence, shit, we should do that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Oh, man, I'm rusty. Let's do this. Come on, man.
Maybe we won't, but what we do have is all... The pilot number 52, Fonz. How are you?
I'm great, man. How do you like the new studio?
This is an incredible. This is the pilot number 52 at Long Beach Studio 2.
Studio 2, yeah.
Dude, this is your new pad, yeah. Dude. It is incredible, man. I love it, man.
Yes.
I imagine you love it too.
I love it here, man.
This is great. I only had to walk. It's the same distance. I've said it in previous shows, but it's the same distance that when I had to walk to your house in middle school.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
freaking full circle, dude.
That is insane.
Except the only difference now is I used to walk through like old Mexican dirty bars of Southgate. Now I just walk by the 36er, which is a hell of a lot cooler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all growing up now.
Yeah, man. But it's awesome. It's the Halloween podcast, dude.
The spooky cast.
The spook. Okay, we'll stop. We'll stop with that podcast. Which is great. I'm excited. This is one of my favorite holidays of the year. It is. I get excited about Halloween. Dude.
It's pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. Traditionally, I mean, it's not like I do something crazy every year, but it makes my soul happy when it's Halloween. Yeah. I'm just a happy dude, man.
What do you normally do on Halloween?
I drink whiskey. Like drink. It is a cool thing to just kind of hang loose. You know, the last couple of years, you know, they've just been chilling, pass out candy, watch the costumes.
It's like candy.
Yep, exactly. but it's cool because I just, everywhere you go, you know, the radio or just like you just, it's a reason to put on. I mean, it shouldn't be a reason. You should put on Halloween music 365 days out of the year. But, you know, it's the one where you feel validated that you are putting it on, you know what I mean?
And I love the fact that it's like October, so like there's gonna be Halloween parties like the whole month.
Yeah.
And so I went to put pump gas, and there's a girl dressed in like a Supergirl outfit, like pumping gas next to me, and I was like, hey, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's like
like normal, you know, it's freaking awesome.
Dude, the music, the people, and everyone's stoked. Everyone, you know, everyone just likes it. Everyone gets excited about it. And cool. It's October. You know, my favorite month out of the year used to be March and September. But I think it's March and October. I think October is a perfect, like football is on, baseball's in the World Series, basketball's about to get started. It's fantastic. And then so the sports thing's going on, and then on top of it, the weather's changing. So it's not all like freaking disgusting hot. It's freaking, dude, I wore a sweater for the first time this month. and we got a little rain.
A little.
You know what I mean?
Well, it sounded like a lot. Yeah.
Well, you're from California, so to you it sounds like a lot. To me too. But yeah, exactly. And it's great. I'm glad we're doing a podcast right now in October. Really quick, our last podcast with Greg Tracy. Guys, if you haven't heard it, check it out. It is a really good podcast. Greg was an awesome dude, and it was cool for him to come down. And
that was fun.
I had a lot of fun doing that show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But yeah, Halloween, it's here. It is here. Yep. Like, dude, just freaking Danzig, just all, I mean, it's fantastic. It's
Count Chocula's back.
Count Chocula.
I had to struggle. Was I going to get Count Chocula? Or the pink one, the Frankenberry.
Frankenberry. I see that you went with Count Chocula. Yeah, Count Chocula is on our desk.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a prop. We'll see how long it lasts as a prop. I might dig into it, dude. And then we have a Halloween Crunch, Captain Crunch.
Yeah, the milk turns green because of the mushrooms. I mean, the marshmallows on there.
Nice. Because the mushrooms? The
mushrooms.
I'm on mushrooms. That cereal box. Where's that one?
Right?
What are the things you love about Halloween?
I love being able to dress up and just seeing all the kids. I went to Disneyland for their Mickey's Spooky Halloween or whatever it's called. Not So Scary Halloween.
Yeah.
And just the families all dressed up in like a theme. So it was just like a theme of Disneyland or a theme of like a Star Wars. And then just everybody like getting together and being able to dress up and the planning that goes into that. And just like how amazing everything is, you know, just like the fact that you can be someone else, you can change, and you can change that all the time. And like every single year, you can be something totally different, you know, just go with it and own it. And it just seems fun. You know?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. Like part of the reason why we have a podcast is to kind of to like escape, you know, our podcast is a circus. Our podcast, it's like Halloween because it's like, you know, it just gets us out to like the mundane stuff that we do throughout the week. And Halloween kind of makes you do that. It makes everyone's joining the party. What we do 365 days out of the year, everyone else joins in, you know, and it's just a really fun time. I love reminiscing. Halloween for me was a lot different back in the day. And it's kind of just reminds me of that, you know, like parties and. Like you mentioned, that girl's going to a party, like stuff like that, and just being a knucklehead. And so, you know, it's kind of fun to reminisce and then see, like, especially here in Long Beach, you know, there's a university here and there's a lot of younger kids, and you see them running amok and running around, and you're like, yeah, that's cool.
Fun. Yeah.
I love the music. I mean, you know, I love Halloween music.
It can get pretty cheesy though. Some of it can get pretty cheesy.
It can get pretty cheesy, but for me, it ties into like, it'll start tying into like, a lot of Halloween music is kind of dated to like 50s and 60s or the stuff you see on commercial TV. But, you know, there's Halloween music across the decades. But, you know, it takes you back to that kind of 50s music, and I like it.
Let's keep it there in the 50s because some of the newer stuff is just terrible.
You know what? Let me ask you this. What are your like three songs that come to mind with regard to Halloween songs that our listeners should hear? And then if you have a one that listeners shouldn't hear...
Oh yeah, I got one of those.
A crappy one. Throw one in there.
So like, let's say everybody is gonna know Thriller. Thriller has to be on that list
for Halloween songs.
Halloween,
not
songs.
Crappy songs.
No, not crappy songs. Okay. No. Amazing songs overall. Yeah. General, you know,
just watch it.
Just watch it, or watch the whole movie of Thriller, the making of Thriller. Oh, that's just awesome.
Even YouTube that like Vietnam prison when they do the Thriller dance. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I think it's Vietnam or Chinese or something.
Yeah. So the Exorcist song is always pretty creepy.
Oh shit.
That was a pretty cool, like if you're like gonna give out candy, just throw that one out and it's gonna get someone's attention, you know?
Oh yeah.
The Devil Goes Down to Georgia. It's a pretty
Daniels band.
It's a pretty fun song, you know, hell just something like that. You know what? Always for some reason, and it might be because it's related to the movie, but Banana Boat song.
Harry Belafonte, baby.
So just like why? I mean, if you think about that song by itself, it's a cool song, but because it's connected to Beetlejuice. And then people dress up like Beetlejuice for Halloween. It just connects it. You know?
I'm just going to yell that shit all on Monday. It's a Monday too, Halloween. I'm like, Dale. And see who else responds. Like if the neighbor repeats it back, Dale.
I think dogs do that all the time. They just bark to see who's going to bark back.
I'm totally doing you're that. Do any that, of dude. You friggers, man, that's listening, try it. If it works, share it with us.
But and then there's undercover songs, too, that I like Maneater, Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a, like undercover Halloween song. But if you like listen to the lyrics and everything, it's a pretty cool song.
It's about Halloween?
No.
Oh,
it's but just it like, just sounds like, you know, just a man eater or whatever.
Yeah.
It just sounds pretty like undercover. Gotcha. But my favorite has to be Halloween by the Misfits.
Hands down.
That's it.
Or any cover of that song. Yeah. But the Misfits one is just the best.
Yeah. So just like that.
That's a good freaking number one. Yeah, man. I you know what? They're not as spooky, but I mean, they are in their own regards. But freaking Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Oh, that's a great
song. We heard that the other night. Yeah. Dude, that's just... It's a good, creepy song. Stevie Ray Vaughan covers it, too, and it's a good... I like that song. That song, for me, is part of Halloween. Screaming Jay Hawkins. Yeah. It's a little unfair because I think that song makes, like, a top 10 list out of, like, 7 out of 10 categories that we talk about. It's always
it's always on our show.
It's always on our show. That's a regular. And then I got to go with Monster Mash. Like
it's a classic.
It's just a kid in me. I love that song. It's like I just like, you know, that's why everyone talks. Like
it's right. I just saw the video to that and just like the eyebrows were amazing on that.
Yeah. So those three are freaking, I mean, there's tons that you can talk about.
I left some out because I was thinking, oh, Walter's going to have that one on there. Like Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
No, so I was like, oh, Walter have that. I'm not even talking about that.
There's an old remix of that. Like this is like circa 2001, 2002 by like a DJ called or a group, an electronic group called Apollo 440, but that's a really good track. Don't Fear the Reaper. This is like before like freaking Tiesto and stuff like that. I don't know, Tiesto's pretty old though, but this song it's an old song. What about Candy, dude? What you like, dude?
If I gotta get on some apps, find out who has it or something, or like maybe on Facebook, let me know. But Kit Kats and Snicker bars, that's it. Or if I'm like in Whittier or somewhere where there's more Latinos, I'd probably go with the mango chile.
Oh,
the popsicles or whatever they're called.
The pop. Yeah.
Those are a bomb. I love those.
Those are bomb. You get those in abundance out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty funny, dude. Kit Kat and Snickers are on my list. And Twix. The mini ones.
Yeah, the fun size.
All the minis, because you can just keep going. You exercise opening the wrapper and just kind of, you know, I eat my Twix. I eat it very unique, in a unique way. So, like, I start on the sides of the bar and like, bite the chocolate off. And once I get through all the sides, I bite the top part off. Mm-hmm. And then it's left with the wafer, and then I eat the wafer.
Oh, that's bomb.
And so I eat it in that way. It's kind of weird because when you see TV commercials about, like, how do you eat your candy bar or whatever, it's kind of stupid. But then I eat my Twix that way. So I am, like, I am a culpable of stupid candy eating. But yeah, that's all
right. It's not stupid when you do it, right?
It's not stupid when, exactly. Yeah. If it's a Twix, especially. What about monsters? You like Halloween monsters?
Yeah. I'd have to go with because of everything right now, and I know it sounds pretty lame, but zombies. Zombies are pretty cool.
That didn't even make my list. Yeah.
So like zombies, and I know everybody's gonna be like, oh, because of The Walking Dead or whatever, but.
Well, why not?
It's just like brains, the old school zombies and everything. Brains. You know, it's pretty cool. Everybody has their own little zombie take in the movies, but they just seem pretty cool, like coming back to life.
Yeah.
It's
so funny, dude. I stomp on the ground and I yell that, like Frankenstein style, to little Walt, and he doesn't know whether to laugh or be scared. <He's> like, he'll run, but then he'll turn and start laughing.
Like, it's a nervous laughter.
You're a weirdo, dude. Good, you're like dad. Yeah. So wait, you got zombies?
I got zombies. If I could dress up like anything, it'd probably be like my dream would probably be like, especially my hair's getting longer now. Richard Ramirez.
Oh,
that'd be pretty cool.
The Night Stalker,
scaring people.
That's right. That's cool.
Those are the monsters, but. I don't know. Zombies. It has to be zombies.
Zombies takes a cake.
Yeah.
I keep it old school, man. I'm really old school. I'm kind of vanilla, but, you know, that's what I like. Dracula, obviously. Wolfman, you got to do Wolfman. He's an awesome dude. But the number one is Creature from the Black Lagoon. I don't know what the hell is my fixation with the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I think it was a joke, and I used that as my fantasy football league. I want a team name. I won a title with that. I just been writing that. And then it dates back to the 50s. You got those old movies, the Halloween movie, monster movies. These three dudes are, by the way, all in one of my favorite movies of all time, Monster Squad with Fred Savage. So I had to throw that in there. So, you know, I just keep it OG. Yeah. All right. Cool. I like that. So far, so good.
Yeah.
You know, dude, you guys listen to the show, the Halloween show.
I don't know where that.
Drink.
Cheers.
I mean it. Drink. You listening? Drink. Speaking of drink, what drink? Halloween. What drink would you order on Halloween?
There's a couple of them. Just like my favorite monster, it would have to be a zombie.
Ooh, I've heard of that drink. Do you know what it has? Or?
No, I don't.
It's got to be like blood, kind of, right?
I think it's green. It's a green drink. So like maybe, I don't know, something green.
Okay. What is that? Is that the only one?
No. There's another one called the Brain Hemorrhage. It has like Bailey's and some red stuff. So it looks like a little brain that's bleeding.
Oh, cool.
So it's like it goes along with the zombie right there. You know, they're always looking for brains.
Gotcha. The zombie's kind of tiki'd out. Kind of tiki. Tikiness. There's a pineapple on it or a fruit at the top. But Brain Hemorrhage, that's cool.
And there's other ones like Witch's Brew and just like a devil's...
Novel.
Devil's launch. Punch and stuff like that.
Gotcha. That's dope, dude. I didn't investigate that because I really don't drink a lot of different drinks because they're always like more than $10 at a restaurant. Because I'm very boring, dude. It's just whiskey. Five fingers of whiskey. So I just like whiskey. You know why though? Because when I first bought my house, that first Halloween, I had nothing in it. And we pulled out some like beach lawn chairs. And I remember having a bottle of Jack Daniels behind the chair. And I was just drinking that all night, passing out candy.
Oh, that's
we
cool.
didn't even have any like, I had Pandora, Monster Mash radio.
Yeah.
And on this little iPod dock thing.
Yeah.
So I had that, and then, but that was it. We didn't even have the house decorated or anything. I mean, the house wasn't even furnished.
You can have decorations,
I
mean,
yeah, exactly.
No furniture.
The decorations, I didn't have anything, you know what I mean? Like, but I remember just drinking that Jack all night, and I was just kind of like, it's fucking cool.
Did you have a pumpkin outside or anything?
Nothing, dude.
Nothing?
Nothing. Just a bag, like freaking Costco candy.
A mixed bag.
And just like, and you know, like the families didn't know, like, do you come or not? And I don't know if the parents can see the Jack behind the leg of the chair, you know? But so I just equate that to Jack Daniels. So, okay. So maybe not just whiskey, just specifically Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Do you remember that house in Downey? I know this is off the cuff, but remember that house in Downey? It used to house like crazy people. It was like an asylum.
The building, like it was a hospital by Pius, like off like by Pius Matthias.
Yeah. It was called like Rio Hondo something. I can't remember.
Yeah, that whole area has gone through so many transformations because it used to be like a army base. And then it was a hospital, and then it was abandoned, and all kinds of stuff.
It was a Rancho Los Amigos abandoned sanatorium.
Okay.
And I in Downey, and I don't know if it's still there, but it was built in 1888 as a catch-all institution for the LA County Medical Center, a place to care for the handicapped, the homeless, the insane, the elderly.
Well, we still have an insane asylum or a hospital, whatever the hell you want to call it, in Norwalk.
I mean, it's called Norwalk, right? Is that the city, right? You ever gotta go to that courthouse out there?
Yeah, right across actually, the street. Fact, it's the actually right across the street.
No, no, the courthouse itself is that fucking asylum. Like, that place is freaking insane, dude. But yeah, the Rancho Los Amigos, I don't know if the community played a part, but remember there'd be like, do not pass here, do not, and it'd be spray painted, and there'd be like one light bulb on. And I'm like, I'd always wonder, like, now older, like, who the hell played for the electric bill? Right? Like, why would that light bulb be on? Like, that thing was abandoned. And why didn't, if that light bulb was on, I would have loved to, like, plug my guitar amp and just jam out there, dude. That would have been incredible.
Like, yeah, who's going to call the cops, right? There's no neighbors.
Yeah, only the dead. But, sorry, but that totally reminds me. I was legit scared. Were you legit scared?
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
I imagine it's harder to get in now. But back in the day, it was just open.
Yeah, it
was like going to the beach, just hop a fence and just go.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty scary. I don't want to think about that right now.
All right, man, the Halloween show. You want to take a little break?
Let's do it.
When the moon arises in the western sky and the vampires are out on the sly, at times they have trouble finding necks to bite. That's why I concocted my new delight, my riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Yes, riboflavin flavor, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Drac came to me one night at 12 and said the blood bank had no blood on the shelf. I exclaimed, don't fret, I'll give you a fix of my newly regenerated mix. I gave him riboflavin flavor, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
The Halloween show, dude. I love that track. Pilot 52. This is one of my favorite tracks. Like, it didn't come around until I started like putting Monster Mash on Pandora, and then this song came out and it just blew my mind. So I freaking love this song, dude. You know, here at this show, although we might be guilty of creative stealing, we are of the people. We are yay of the people.
Fonzo. Yay. Yay,
yay. Yay, yay. I put it on Facebook tonight. This is a new little segment we're going to try to do. I put it on Facebook tonight. We're doing a show, and anyone had any questions regarding all things Halloween, I'd be happy to answer. Carlos, he wrote, which M. Night Shyamalan movie sucked the most? So, you know what? That's a great question. The real suspense is not in the actual movie. It's like whether if like that $20 ticket that you bought was worth it. Like you're sitting in the scene like, please let it be worth it. It's 21 bucks. Richard in Texas asked, what's mightier, a silver bullet, a wooden stake, or Donald Trump? Well, my logic to this was a silver bullet, a sixer of Coors Light, I think can get a lot of people to get along. So a wooden stake, if it's got meat in it, especially from gypsies down the street, that's freaking awesome. So I don't think Trump is not mightier than those. I think those other two win. Trump is not mightier. How did Halloween start? Refer to podcast 2015.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, let's do it because I forgot. We were pretty hammered that show.
That show. Sorry.
Who hates scary movies? This guy was a comment from Gil in Arizona. Dude, look at the love, dude. What did I say? New York? Carlos is in New York.
Yeah.
So New York, Texas, Arizona. He hates scary movies. And I added shower scenes are played out, man. They should replace the knife in the shower scene.
So he should just watch M. Night Shyamalan movies then. Be scared of scary movies.
Exactly. Yeah, they should replace the knife with the Philly cheesesteak sandwich. I would happily watch that time of the year.
Just think about it in Psycho. It's chocolate. The blood is chocolate, so make you feel better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? How's it red?
Well, no, in the original one, it's black and white. It's a black and white movie. So they use chocolate for blood.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
That's why she's doing like Nutrilife commercials now. All that chocolate. Moving forward. Hugo, we got a Californian right here. Californian. Why do we use pumpkins on Halloween? The research team is on it. I think, Fonz, I think you got a little insight to that.
Yeah, well, before it wasn't pumpkins, or like I used to say, pumpkins.
Pumpkins, yeah.
Pumpkins. So, no, it used to be turnips, large potatoes, and what was the other one? Beets. So they used to carve them in Ireland. Ireland. So they used to do that. From a folklore story that they had from Stingy. What was his name? Stingy Jack?
Stingy Jack. My boy, Stingy Jack.
Stingy Jack.
You know, he lived over there on 152. He lived over there on 152nd Street.
Dude. Yeah, so Stingy Jack. So it's a folklore story that they had. And so they used to carve it. So go back to our original podcast to know about how Halloween came about. Now you know where pumpkins. Came about. So when they came over here to America, they were using large vegetables to like carve into. So what's bigger than the beets and potatoes? Pumpkins.
Everything's bigger in America.
Yeah, everything.
I mean,
bigger.
You should have known that from right off the get go, dude. So you should have known that right off the bat.
So Stingy Jack became a pumpkin. Jack O'Lantern.
Stingy Jack should have been like, I'm gonna create me a McDonald's and supersize a bunch of stuff because everything's bigger in America.
Right.
And like, I mean, see, and then automatically change from his Irish accent to like a uncreated Texan accent, like right. Like right then and
right there.
Yeah. I found here on history.com from like the History Channel. Pumpkins are a lot of times planted between the last weeks of May, even into the middle of June. It takes about 90 to 120 days to grow, ultimately making them ready to roll for October.
Oh.
Ready to roll for when Stingy Jack. My question is, well, when Stingy Jack found them, or the Irish found them, who planted them in May? Native Americans?
What?
Like when they came to America and they found the pumpkins, who was planting them in May that they were like blossoming or they were...
Oh, there was already Americans here. They're not like the first ones to show up.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh, Stingy Jack. You late Stingy to the game, Jack. Dude. You late to the game.
Stingy Jack just got a ride. He was on the...
Oh, yeah. Stingy Jack got here in 2004.
He just got his papers fixed, bro.
Legally. Legally to avoid, you know, getting Trump. He
wanted to vote.
Oh, by the way, he's dead already. Okay. So he got his papers.
he got his papers after.
God, what a weird country this is, man. I love it. I love this country. I love it.
So can we answer another really quick one for the Facebook? The worst M. Night Shyamalan movie has to be The Happenings. Even though it has a freaking Mark Wahlberg on there.
And it was still like,
it's really bad.
It's like, how can you create a movie
say
that
your
bombs?
Mother
like even like Good Vibrations, like before he was when he was Marky Mark, still is very popular.
And it has Zooey Deschanel, and I think and John Leguizamo was on that movie.
Shut the hell
up.
Yeah, M Night, shut the hell up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have Zooey Deschanel.
Yep,
she can play guitar. She's really talented.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mark Wahlberg. Who can
say hello to your mother for me? Yeah.
And then you got who's the third guy?
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
He can do like stand up.
Yeah, but they were trying to act in his movie.
Well, they were trying to act scared and nothing was scary.
No.
They're like, what they were doing is like, when's the climax scene? Where's it? When's that happening?
You're watching the wrong movies, bro. Climax. Sorry, I know.
That's the word, right?
Yeah,
that's a climatic scene.
Yeah.
When is that? And then he was like, oh no, we're done. We're done. We're good. It's to the viewer imagination.
Yeah.
That's what goes on. I don't have any imagination. Well, you know where it is if I'm saying climax.
Climax. Yeah.
Normally I know what yours is.
Yep. Normally they use another word for that, you know?
Yeah.
Money shot or something.
Oh, you mean. Got it. Yes. All right. Yeah, that's fun. Damn, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yep. Well, you know what? I'd like to thank all of Yay. We are Yay of the people. Ye of the people.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. That's what we are, of the people. And that was good. Good to answer that stuff. You know what? But I wanted to bring up, let me see. Here we go. Celebrity deaths. River Phoenix died on Halloween. That famous story. Everyone knows River Phoenix died outside of the Viper Room.
Sunset.
That was on Sunset. That was Halloween. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Charlie Chaplin died on Halloween. Is he older than
Did you hear it? Did anybody hear it? Too soon?
Apparently, he was walking funny. Everyone just thought that was the way he was walking.
No one noticed because he was just walking a little funny.
He died very quickly. It was a very quick death.
Yeah, because
the way that you speed those things up.
Did they rewind it too?
They rewind. Yep. He died on a Halloween. But you know who was born on Halloween? Christopher Columbus.
No way.
He was born on October 31st. I don't know that if when he was born. I don't know that if when he was born, Stingy Jack was already carving up freaking potatoes.
Stingy Jack was on the pinta.
But check this out.
Next to the potatoes. Yeah.
Exactly, dude. I love Stinky Jack. Dude, it's freaking awesome. Check this out. Talk about irony. What do you get when you trick or treat?
Candy.
Guess who has a birthday on Halloween?
Who?
John Candy.
No way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
John Candy. Rob Schneider. His birthday is on Halloween as well.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you're Rob Schneider, you know, Animal, was it the movie he made with Animal? Remember when he was Animal?
Yeah.
Even Deuce Bigelow, Dumb, all those other ones. If you're Rob Schneider, are you more stoked that your birthday is on Halloween or that you share the same birthday with John Candy? Because he's a comedy guy.
Yeah.
What would you think?
I would go with the John Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's like, it has to be like an idol. Yeah.
So you were saying about like what you get when you like you're trick or treating, right? You get candy or treats, right? So before you had to actually like perform. When you knock on the door, you would have to do a performance before you would actually get your treat and not just say trick or treat. Now that's just like that everybody says
trick or treat. Now no one tries.
Yeah, so before you used to do like mumming or the guy, I think they called it like guising. So you would have to do like people would get together and do choreography, dancing and stuff, and then they would give them a treat for doing what they did.
People worked for it
in costume, so they would do it that way.
Circa what? Like circa when?
Before Stingy Jack. Stingy Jack days. Don't spit it out, bro.
I'm about to spit my beer, dude. You know, this no longer is a Halloween show. This is the Stingy Jack show.
And now we got Stingy Jack next to us. Come on.
Wait, I mean, was Stingy Jack before silent films? Yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Way before that, yeah.
I am screwed up with my freaking...
It's because you've been Back to the Future too much, bro. You're all confused.
Hey, everybody. Morning! Dude, yeah, so people don't work for it nowadays, yeah, man. Nope. What the frick? It's just,
all they have to say is trick or treat.
Smell my feet. No, literally, smell my feet.
Smell my feet.
Dude, on top of it being Halloween, I looked up, we looked up, thanks to the help of your, of the show's new friend,
Pearl. Oh, the muse, my muse, Pearl.
Pearl. You want to talk about Pearl?
Oh, yeah. So, Pearl, thank you, Pearl. 3636 Club. I never said it that way, but I just call it 36er.
36er.
Yeah, but 3636 Club on Broadway.
I've heard the Dirty 30 or the Dirty Sixer.
The Dirty Sixer. I like that too. Yeah, so Pearl's the muse for this show, helping us out always, fucking Halloween.
Dope. Yeah. She came correct. I would have never thought about this, but crimes on Halloween. Halloween, you know, it's a novice spooky, but it can be like for real spooky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have any bills that are due the 31st? That's for real spooky. But, you know, close to that are, like, for real crimes that have happened on Halloween. It's a podcast. You can fast forward this. You're not stuck with this. Dude, for real, like, scary stuff. Like, back in the day in 2005 in Delaware. That's kind of when Stinky Jack got his papers, by the way. But out in Delaware, dude, there was like this, the town was ready for Halloween and they had decorated everything. And there was a lady that was hanging like from this like wooden thing. She was hanging and the whole city walking by is like, oh, this is awesome. What, what great special effects are like,
it looks so real.
Yeah. It was this 42 year old woman who like hung herself. Like, just straight out in public.
Damn.
The worst part, I think, with that, the body hung 15 feet high without alarm for hours before residents started noticing that the body was not Rubbermaid. The worst part about that is that a lot of times people, like, want to, like, they feel so, like, not noticed. And they're gonna be like, I'm going to commit suicide. I'm done.
Yeah.
She did, and people still didn't notice her.
She's like, damn it.
She's like, yeah. Is she kicking? That's pretty gruesome, though, dude. Like, you just, like, imagine, like, seeing that or realizing that part.
Yeah. So, if she would have worn a mask, she probably would have hung out there, like, longer, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What mask would you wear?
Oh, like a Halloween mask?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If I were to wear a mask, I got to take it to like president masks. Like, I don't know. I probably would want to wear a president mask.
President mask?
Like a president's face?
Yeah.
But the key is, I'm kind of an Abe Lincoln fan. You know, he kills vampires. That's true. That was true. Like Forrest Gump was true.
Was he with Stingy?
Dude. I think those are the memoirs of Stingy Jack Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
That's true too, by the way. Nothing but facts here on this show.
I think Stingy was in his hat.
You know, I take that back.
That's a big hat.
I wanted a president's mask. I want a Stingy Jack mask. I don't even know what he looks like. He might look like Robert Downey Jr. That's probably what he looked like.
Yeah.
I think I would go with the Abraham Lincoln mask.
Damn. Okay.
It's kind of Point Break-y, but Abraham Lincoln didn't make Point Break. I don't know why, but
Nixon did, though.
Nixon made it. Yeah, what about you? Pretty good. Like a Nixon?
If I have to pick a president mask, it'd be Nixon.
To throw the deuces or what?
Yeah.
I'm not a crook.
I'm not a crook, yeah. But like for a regular mask, it would have to be Michael Myers.
Mike Myers? Yeah. The hockey
mask? No, Michael Myers. Halloween.
Who's the hockey mask then?
That's Jason.
Oh, that's Mike Myers. Yeah, he's just no mouth. Like he's got no mouth.
Just a white face with the bushy
and
hair.
And the chainsaw.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Michael Myers. But if you know the origin of the mask, it makes it even crazier. So that like when they made that mask for him, it's actually a mask from Star Trek. So it's William Shatner's face that is Michael Myers. They just added more hair and like cut open the eyes. So it's actually what? William Shatner.
No way. Like I said earlier, nothing but the facts on this show. Yeah. That is awesome. So, I thought you were going to say like they made dimples of it. Like Mike Myers of Saturday Night Live, the Canadian guy. No. Like little cute dimples. No. All right. Dude, I didn't know that. That's dope. Hell yeah. Okay.
So that's like if you can get like an original original William Shatner mask from like the original Star Trek, you can make your original Michael Myers mask.
Wait, but there's masks of William Shatner?
Yeah, that's where they got the mask for Michael Myers.
Why is there
for
a the mask movie. Of William Shatner?
Because everybody wanted to be like him for Star Trek.
Oh, got it. God, I see what's going on here.
You got it?
Yes.
It's pretty deep.
That is pretty deep.
Yeah.
Too bad Chia Pet wasn't around. They'd have a William Shatner Chia Pet. You ever use Priceline?
No.
I have.
Yeah?
I didn't even use it for hotels. I used it for car rentals. How'd that it go? Was scary.
Why?
Because you don't know what's going to happen. They don't even tell you what car. You just pick a size, and then you don't know. And then they say in a few minutes, you'll get like instructed to see who picks it up or whatever. Yeah. Dude, it was awesome.
Was it?
It was phenomenal.
Oh, cool.
It worked out incredibly.
Did you get a Pinto?
A what?
A Pinto?
No.
You get?
I got a Mazda Deuce in Denver. Oh,
no. Was that where you got it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man. What, dude, you know, let's kind of bring it. Let's talk about this. Advice. People sometimes come to us advice. I don't know why.
Right?
Wrong show.
Wrong show.
I mean, if you like podcasts, wrong show.
We need to change life.
So let me get this straight. You already don't like podcasts, and then you need some life advice. Damn, dude.
Stop it right now.
Like, you know, I'm beginning to suspect that the people who listen to our podcast are like those people with the government issued like cell phones. You know how they wanted to give transient people cell phones because everyone needs a cell phone? Yeah. I think they listen to our podcast, Occupy Podcasts. But nonetheless, that's what we're here for. That's why the Walter and Fawn Show exists, primarily for mayhem, riffraff, banter, tunes.
And advice. Yes.
What do you? Any advice for the people? I'll go first. I'll give you a little time to think. This is kind of off the cuff, but you know, it's Halloween, and I have some advice. I've been a member. I've covered the whole spectrum on what you do on Halloweens. I've been a bumblebee guy who fell asleep on a bus stop in a bumblebee outfit. Who had to run home from such bus stop. Easy run for me. But imagine who is looking at a bumblebee guy running. Right? Those are the good old days. I was young. I've also now passed out candy, but been a homeowner, passed out candy when there's nothing, no furniture in the house. I literally remember a lot of Halloweens because like we talked about earlier, it's a fun holiday. It takes us back to what we like. It's a circus. And we love it. So my advice, and if you have listened to this show, you probably know where I'm going. I'll start with what's very predicting. And it is, like all advice I give around any holiday, is don't be a dick. Don't be a dick. You're not more important than the world. You're not. You're not more important than the world. You're important to your family, but you're not more important than the world. And in fact, humans are most important to the world when they act together like humans rather than Larry over there on 57th Street who by all means needs to get that parking spot or needs to get that last piece of candy. Like, don't be a dick. But I'm gonna dive in a little bit further. Things to watch out for. This is more like a E entertainment. Things to watch out for to not be a dick. And number one, if you're listening to this show, you're probably drinking. So you're probably going to be unbalanced.
And if you're not, you should start.
You should start right now. So you're probably going to be like, you're not going to have your proprioception. You're not going to be well balanced. So if you bumped into someone, 95% of the chance, that's your fault. So you know, it's a really easy way to diffuse that situation. You go home, eat Kit Kat the way I showed you to eat Kit Kat. You go home and do that. But instead, that's not going to happen because now you're fighting or whatever's going on. All you have to do is a very simple, simple exercise. Apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. What if it's not your fault, you might ask? So what? Go home. Then you get to eat your Kit Kat like I taught you. And if you don't, then you'll never know. You'll have to wait till like November to eat your Kit Kat like I told you. Because shit's going to happen. So just apologize. Here's another one. Bags. We're not used to that space, and then you're holding a bag, so you're gonna hit people. You're gonna hit people. You're not even know it, and people are gonna notice, and people are gonna turn around. Dude, you're gonna hit people. Everyone will hit that person turning around. Probably hit someone earlier, or will hit someone later. The good news is that he probably heard our show, and then he's gonna apologize. But you're not aware of these situations. Just, oh, my bad. Oh, I'm sorry. It is okay. It is okay. I'll tell you in full, you know who has the worst problem in apologizing? A probable future leader of this country. And look at what's going on. He could have won the election if he knows how to apologize. He would have won the election. He doesn't know how to apologize. So, don't be a dick. Don't be Trump. And apologize. That's it. It's easy. Easy as that. Apologize for your kids. That's another one. Apologize for your kids. There's no lessons to be learned that. You know what's a lesson to be learned on Halloween? Eat candy. Learn how to say trick or treat and eat candy. There's no other lessons. Just apologize for your kid. There's nothing wrong. Your kid is not the best kid in the world. It's not. He's Indian, by the way. He's probably an Indian kid. That's the best kid in the world. Japanese, sorry to disappoint you guys.
Yeah, they beat you in the spelling bee.
Exactly. So your kid is not the best kid in the world. Apologize for your kid. And just fucking enjoy it. Have fun. Take it from the old guy now on the porch passing out candy.
With a bottle of Jack.
With a bottle of Jack. That's my advice. That's my rant. I haven't had a rant in a while, dude. No. What about you, Fonz?
My only advice is get Nextdoor, the app.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get the Nextdoor app and find out who has the king-size candy. You know, the king-size or the regular-size candy bars. Find out what time they're going to start passing out candies and get your kids ready. Take them out there, and so you can jack them from their candy.
Dude, not going to lie. If I blew like $200 on king-size candy, like for Halloween,
yeah,
I would want to tell people. Yeah. I would for sure put that on Nextdoor.
Nextdoor, right now. It's like, all right, I'll be here from this time to this time. First come, first serve, right?
This podcast has been amazing. This podcast is going to be on Nextdoor.
Love it.
Fonz, I will see. I'm sure I will see you on Halloween. That's next Monday coming up.
And I'll see you on Nextdoor too.
And I'll see you on Nextdoor too. Well, for the pilot number, Fonz, anything to add?
No, man.
Dude, what a great show. What a fun show, man. This Halloween, it's just fun. It's just fooling around, goofing off. And we've already done 52 versions of that. Actually, like 300 of them. We just never get to record them because they're called pilots.
Yeah.
But 52 official ones in the book. Everyone have a great time. Be safe. Avoid DUIs. Walk Uber. Watch The Exorcist. Yes. If you need to just sleep, sleep. Have a happy Halloween.